one, and go.
Welcome, everybody, to the 29th episode of the Dungeon Masters 2024 podcast. 2023, 2024 is right around the corner. It's the semifinal, just wrapped up. We're in the finals, and Kai, guess fucking what?
What?
Spence fucking did it. Spence fucking did it. Over. He got... I warned him all week. I warned that little fucker all week. I almost said the F word. Fucker all week. Don't get in a Monday Night Rock fight. Don't get in a Monday Night Rock fight. You can't beat the feds in a Monday Night Rock fight. Guess what fucking happened, Kai? He got himself into a Monday Night Rock fight. What an idiot.
What 13, an idiot.
13-1 semifinals. Lost first round. See ya. Later, loser.
That's so funny.
God, what a fucking game, Kai. What a matchup.
Tom, also, what an incredible intro. Because we're re-recording this, because something got messed up technical-wise, and we have to redo this matchup and Mark's real quick. But you did a really good job matching the energy that we had.
Thank you.
Last night, like, recording into, like, literally, like, midnight on a work night, it was a different kind of energy, so I'm glad you're bringing it. I'm driving right now, too, so I can't exactly look up the matchup, so if you want to recap yours, like, player by player and such, by all means, do go from there.
All right, so I'm going to just go position by position. We had Goff versus Tila. I had an ultimate blunder where I inadvertently tinkered a little too much, put in Tila to get the double stack with Ridley, and he got hurt, and I lost out on 17 points that I didn't even fucking need because that sucks. Then CD and Tyreek had a pedestrian 28-18. My man Rashard White and Calvin Ridley just absurdly incredible. And then it all came down to Monday, where I had Kittle and Barkley, Kansas City D and Moody. All he had was Debo and Philly, and Hockenson tore his ACL instead of continuing to play on for fraud ass Al. And Monday night, it came down to I had Kittle and Jake Moody. He had Debo. He had an 8-point league first drive. George Kittle, 2 catches, 73 yards. It's a tied ball game. And from there on out, it was over, Kai. He couldn't even muster up anything. What a loser. And the Speds move on.
Ridley going toe-to-toe with actually surpassing Tyreek and going toe-to-toe with CeeDee Lamb was not something I had on my bingo card. Just incredible performance from the boy. You've been a really believer all year. You know, in some ups and downs. He absolutely came through for you.
He showed the fuck up.
That was awesome. I mean, a little bit too. I think, you know, as an off-season proponent of the stack, everybody's so into the stack right now. It's insane.
Doing
Trevor Lawrence and Ridley stacks in conference championships is one of the funniest things ever. But I'm really glad it didn't come back to bite you too, because Dak's been carrying you know, all year, and he came and delivered when he needed to for the most part.
I won 134-125. Al, you had a hell of a year, the best record Dungeon's ever seen, and you get the 8th pick, so great job there.
Yeah. Also, shout out the trade we did, too. I mean, you being able to start Saquon in your flex on top of Mostert and Rashad White, just... it makes your versatility just so dangerous next round. You know, it's been great. Cooper Kupp came in free in the clutch in the first round. Saquon helped you out the second round. Just win to the naysayers of that trade. Let's go.
Just really did it. Chandler, they got about 14 combined. So that's not going to win anything.
No. You can't throw 110-ish, I think. I don't remember off the top of my head, but just
119.
119. Yeah, I mean, Mark's going to put up 150 pretty much every week with his depth. So we'll see what happens next week. I think we did successfully record our predictions and breakdowns, so you'll get to hear that shortly. But yeah, no. Mark just took care of business and Cody's luck ran out. Who were Cody's biggest disappointments?
ETN 6, Laporta 4, and Tyler had 7.
The Laporta 4 really hurts. He's been carrying all year. I think I remember looking at Cody's bench. It's not like he mismanaged or like missed out on points. He just got nothing from everybody.
All the way down. I would like to give Bean some credit here. He didn't roll over. He didn't try to tank. He still went for it and put up a damn good fight.
So absolutely.
Shout out, Bean. Great. You had some retards in there. Some straight tards.
Yeah, great. But great year solid. From the defeated. Both deserve it. I mean, how's the funniest? I mean,
12-1 and see you later.
How early was his first loss too?
I'm sorry, 13-1.
Yeah, 13 extra week now, baby. Just what a shame. But
I was on a win streak. Oh no, they don't give us win streaks on the app. Never mind.
We did call him the undefeated New England Patriots in the last pod, too. 18-1 feels a lot worse than 19-0, baby.
What a fucking idiot, Al.
Okay. All right, Cody. Cut here if you can do that.
Yes.
And throw this at the very end. We won't go through all the bets because a lot of the games have passed. Steelers parlay. Let's put that together.
Yes.
Okay. Your leg first.
Okay, I am going Deontay Johnson over yards.
Love that. That I was going to go Deontay Johnson yards. Over reception, so I'm going to pivot there. Let's go back to the well.
No. Oh, okay.
No, I like Deontay Johnson yards. We'll keep that. We're going to go back to the well, though. We're going to do Jalen Warren over catches again. Just check down Charlie, Mason Rudolph. But should we do Jalen Warren or Najee? Like, ride the hot hand? Or because, like, I bet his catch is, like, one catch higher after last game, and Najee's probably like 2-0. Who would you recommend?
I like Warren, honestly.
Let's keep riding with Warren. Johnson over yards, Warren over catches, Steelers money line.
Steelers money line.
Go hit it. We can't miss 3 times in a row.
Not at all. And I have one quick college.
Great.
College is going to be let's hit you with this. Saturday, December 30th. We are going Auburn minus 6.5.
Ooh,
I hate everything Maryland. Always, they always stink at football. Their draft picks always stink. They suck. Auburn's angry. They got embarrassed by Alabama.
Okay, I wasn't gonna do one, but let's go with the dumbest pick of all time. I bet I am the only ticket on here, which makes me love it. We're gonna go Iowa plus 7 versus Tennessee. Everybody hates Iowa. They're absolute idiots. But so is Tennessee. And they're just not as discreet about it. They're not as in-your-face about it as Iowa. So let's go with Iowa. Absolute moron pick. Hop along with the other ones.
Love it.
Okay. Love it, Tom.
I love you. We did well. Ghost Feds.
Yep, Ghost Feds, baby. Bye.
Okay, yeah, and that's how Leonardo DiCaprio died in Titanic. And, wait a second, Kai. Mm-hmm. Is Is that the phone?
Yeah, I think so. Ring, yeah, ring. It's ringing. Yep.
Ring, ring. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, Marcus is here. Oh, right. What's up? Just popping in. Doing? Just popping out. Yeah, you know, some Mark. Mark, Mark, Mark. First of all, congratulations. Thomas, me and Kai Kai have been terrified of all year. You did not pull an out and lose in the first round after going.
What a fucking loser!
Like a fucking idiot. So let's just the vibe check here. How you doing? How you been? How you feeling?
Very happy that I spent $75 or whatever the fuck it was on the Browns defense. Just yeah, solely for this week.
That sucks.
Well worth it.
Yep. Yeah. That's a rough start for me. Real rough.
We're recording this on Wednesday, but I'm going to predict that they get 18 points for your defense. We'll see what actually happens, but that's what I think.
Maybe a nice little pick six or something.
A really good feeling. Going to be 18 in the hole. How's your injuries? Is Jamar playing? Are you sure about Stafford?
Stafford, 100%. I have no idea what's happening with Jamar. Kind of hope he just stays hurt so I don't have to worry about it.
You're really thinking of Tua. He got you there all year, and you're just abandoning him.
He only got there because the white guy got hurt.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
So we need Herbie back.
We did a couple like mini superlatives with Al too. So obviously Chris McCaffrey is your captain, your best player. So besides him,
correct,
who has been your MVP this year?
Amaron has to be.
Oh yeah.
The guy that they wanted a fucking 6th round pick for last year.
That's really funny. And then two, what was your favorite individual move? It could have been your best draft pick. It could have been your best waiver wire pickup. What is your manager you feel you're most proud of?
Browns defense. Defense wins championships.
They have been unreal all year long. It's definitely worth it.
Even when they give up points, they just fucking have 75 sacks a game. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Mark, last question here. Not the last one, but in my other league, I have to pick between Deontay, Terry, and Calvin Ridley, or go the waiver. What would you tell my friend for his other league?
I mean, who's there for waivers? Can't just say the waivers.
To Mario Douglas.
Oh, Jesus Christ. yikes. I'm predicting Trevor Lawrence is a coward and not going to play this week, so that kind of hurts Calvin a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. But I don't know. Deontay, I guess. Maybe they'll be mad at Pickens again.
Okay. Ooh. Thank you. I will let my friend know.
That plays in with our Steelers pick, too.
Yes, it does. Our Steelers parlay of the week.
Okay. So, Mark, predictions. I mean, obviously, you're going to say yourself, but kind of what's the game script? What are you looking for in this matchup? How do you think it's going to go?
I just hope I don't have to sweat anything in the 4 o'clock games. No offense, Tom.
You look like you're not going to be in a run fight on Saturday at 7:30. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of Dak playing Saturday night. It's a little scary. Don't want to deal with that.
Tom, do you have anybody playing on Monday?
There's no Monday.
There is no Monday.
It was this week.
Oh, man. That's not great for your vibes.
I don't think
we have
anything Sunday either.
We have no one Sunday night, except I might pick up the kicker just to have somebody so I can say it's a rock fight.
Yeah, I think you need to do that with no Monday. I mean, that's been your big advantage. You want the matchup going into Monday so you can sneak behind or do what you need to do. That's actually highly concerning. I don't think we addressed that ever before.
No.
That there's no Monday night game for you.
It's
Please pick up that kicker just so I don't have to do anything for New Year's.
It's very large.
I can sweat out him needing 20 points at home by myself.
Perfect. That's all. It's always, I've been trying to figure out ways to convince myself. I've settled on potentially faking that I have COVID. We'll see how I get out of New Year's this year. But
I was with Cody yesterday, so maybe he gave me COVID for the 12th time.
There you go.
Welcome to the Sunday Night Rock Fight with Gary Joseph, baby.
Gary Joseph.
Christ.
Greg Joseph.
Same thing. That's
hell so yeah, baby. You just entered into this Fedley Rock Fight. You're fucked, Mark.
Yep. Let's get final scores and then give us one pick for the weekend, too.
Yeah.
For anything or for the Steelers?
Anything.
Okay.
Also, give us your most disappointing manager for the year.
Final score. What the hell is the projections claim it is?
147 to 129. Oh, Jesus.
Let's go 139-127.
If it's that low, you're fucked. And give us your most disappointed manager for all the year.
Oh, Dre, obviously.
Absolutely.
Another vote for Dre. Dre will win the I've done nothing all year, I'm still an idiot manager of the week.
All right. Great job.
Hey, he finally got a trophy. Good for him.
Yeah, hey. Since guess what year Dre's last championship is, Mark?
You mean his only championship?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Christ. What year is it now? 23. 2013.
2012. It's been a pretty good decade.
I couldn't drink.
I literally couldn't drink. David DeCastro
was still allowed to drink after hours.
David DeCastro got drafted at a Pro Bowl career and retired before Dre got another championship.
Any final word? Oh yeah, your pick. Did you do that? Did I miss that?
No. Okay, the Giants pick. And Rams over.
Ooh. Love it. You need that. That feels biased, but I really like it.
Just need Stafford to do anything.
That means Saquon. Yeah. Saquon for days.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Okay, boys.
Yep, great final words. Talking. Anybody?
Nothing.
Let's go ISIS.
Yes.
I think we're back. It, crashed, but it said everything got uploaded. So I think we're okay.
What did you last hear?
We pretty much finished up recapping your matchup, and then I was making fun of Andy and Matt for putting up 500 points in the fifth place game.
So Candy put up 173. He's the rightful owner of that number 5 pick, right? Smack in the middle.
Yep, feels good.
Swinging some boulders as well.
Oh my god, dude, my head hurts so bad. It was literally. I mean, Mahomes is just terrible this year.
He stinks.
He does. But at the same time, it's a good year for my team to crap out and that happening, because I don't think he's ever going to play this bad in his life ever again.
Yes.
And if it leads us to the number one pick, oh boy. I mean, the prophecy, the prophecy fulfilled. It just feels good. I mean, Max, a couple zero spots, a couple three spots, a couple negative spots, just really helped out.
You started some guy I've literally never heard of in my life, and he got a zero.
Michael Wilson.
Yes.
He got a zero. Will Lutz got 0.5. Our and kickers combined for 1 point, all four of them. Bench did nothing. Bench had 0 points. Ton on Max's bench. Just, that was an all-time idiot fest. And then Dre. Fourth place coming up next week for him. Sean's son. You know, that feels good. We talked about it last week. I would love to get the first pick, but if it had to go to anybody else, I mean, Sean's son just, you know, chugging along on this rebuild, it would be really nice for him too.
That's what obviously you're my co-host here. I'm pulling for the worthless here, but Sean would be a nice story, and he has done everything to deserve that, so he would be more than I'd be happy.
Absolutely. No, it's kind of a win, semi-win for me. So that feels good. By the way, I was looking up narratives, you know, going into just playoff stuff and all of that. Did Andy beat you twice this year?
Andy beat me. Yes, he did. Yeah.
What was that?
Andy beat me twice, and Al beat me twice.
Okay. I mean, dude, talk about exercising demons, because, like, if, say, Andy didn't beat you twice, he wouldn't have been in the playoffs, but if he would have, you know, survived and made it to that and beat you for a third time, or Al beat you for a third time, just... It's the season of exercising demons for the Speds. It just, everything feels so good.
It's a year of three. My last title was 10 years ago. Dre's was 11 years ago. And
it's been so long.
It's been a decade and a year for Dre.
Decade. God. Wait. I mean, I couldn't drink the last time Dre won a championship.
Yes, that's so true. That's incredible.
It is. Barack Obama was president.
I think it was Clinton, maybe.
Yeah, the flu still existed. That was cool.
Ass was like $1.50.
Yeah, Cody and Steph were still a thing. Like, early on. Kyle's was in the league. I don't even know if your dad was in the league at that point. I think we were just hosting the draft at his house every year.
Yes. Yes. David DeCastro got drafted and retired and played a Pro Bowl career since Dre was won the title.
This is incredible. This is like one of my favorite stats in a long time. I'm so glad because he's like keeper of the records now officially. Yes. Like with that Excel sheet,
just that's so cool.
So much good ammo for the rest of time. What if you were commissioner, would you switch to Sleeper or would you keep it on Yahoo? I'm curious of your opinion. I've never done a league on Sleeper, know nothing about it.
I completely same with me. I think we have to write it out until Yahoo does not exist.
That's my personal opinion. I think that's a vote we're going to lose. They have a lot of momentum for the Sleeper crew.
It's all those new age kids. Like, Andy will, like, start to throw breadcrumbs at Sleeper and throw, like, ads in her phones. I guarantee you, Max is a Sleeper. Cody's a Sleeper, which means Mark's a Sleeper. Oh, fuck. We're getting umbered here.
And then Dre was really excited about Sleeper, and it's all because Cody heard Sleeper was a good podcast or episode on Joe Rogan or whatever.
Oh, God.
He gets his information from. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Also, before we get into this upcoming matchup, biggest one of the year. How's your Christmas, Tom?
Oh, God. Christmas was wonderful. I didn't work. Went to my sister's, and we went to Hollywood for like 3 hours, and then came home.
What was your favorite gift you gave and your favorite gift you got?
Gift I gave my nephews the Infinity And those gauntlets, they're fucking sick. Yeah. They're fucking sick. My favorite thing I got, my mom got me an oscillating fan for my bedroom. Very excited.
Oh, man.
That cools down my sleep like 5 degrees every night of my life.
Two great gifts. That's so funny. Like, getting fired up for an oscillating fan is just something that wouldn't make sense to me 10 years ago, but makes perfect sense to me now. You know?
Yep.
It's a sign of maturity.
Nice. It's so nice.
I'm literally like desperate for socks every Christmas now, unironically, and I'm like so fired up when I do actually get them.
Yep. Nice, clean, new socks. Never been washed. You can't beat that.
Absolutely.
What about you? Your favorite.
Also, Jeff's Christmas card is my favorite. As it's my favorite
thing in the world.
It's so good. It really is.
He throws so many quotes in there that I just read it and I fucking die.
It's actually like the most believable from Tomlin thing.
Pretty much ever. Captain Schatz last year like thought it was from Tomlin and was so confused. He was so confused.
It's like a handwritten cameo your dad pays for every year.
He's done it for like the past 8 years and I fucking love it.
Yeah, no, it's so good. I mean, that's the funniest part too. It's not like he did that when you were a child and just carried forward the joke. It started with Tomlin.
Yes. Exactly. It's
so good.
Started when I was like 18.
Yeah. It's the best. Your dad's the best.
What about yours?
I got my dad glass seats to Yager's retirement ceremony. Saw the announcement, bought them pretty cheap, and then immediately they tripled in price. Fired up about it. He was super pumped.
That's cool.
And then it's a debate. My sister got me a knife set for my kitchen, which I desperately needed. And my little brother got me, like, a genuine sword. This thing's fucking awesome. It's a literal sword. I just need to sharpen it, and I could actually kill somebody with it. It's a
genuine sword.
But it stands by my bed. Yeah, it stands by my bed for the next time I get home invaded, which could be soon again here, but we'll see. Great Christmas, though. Best time of year.
Oh, Can't beat it. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go, Clyde. There's only two games this week. Let's start with. Third place, and nobody cares. You and Sean's son.
Yeah, no. Sean's son's team, analyzing it in its current state, I think. I'm kind of worried about Brock Purdy just having a nice bounce back game and kind of taking Mike Evans too has been so good. Breece Hall went on. Dude, Sean's team's good.
it's a game that Evans gets thrown out of every year.
Week 17. Yeah. For sure. That'd be so great if that's like what did it. Cause he's on a fucking roll. Let's see. He's at 27-15, 1-34, 25-15, 26, and just what a great year from Mike Evans.
Fantastic year.
He has to be like, I don't know, like top 5 wide receiver, top 10 wide receiver.
I think he was at 8. I just looked at all of this.
Did you?
Yeah.
He is, and Tyreek still won. He is 7. Heck yeah. Yeah, he's having a better year than Jamar Chase, Diggs. Dude, Diggs has fallen apart. That's why Max lost too. He's been dog shit. Sean's son's team's really good. It's mostly like any week now Mahomes is getting his head out of his ass. Justin Jefferson seems kind of back and Nick Mullins isn't that bad.
Devontae's doing nothing for some reason.
It's probably because his quarterback went three quarters without successfully completing a pass.
That's big. That's
large. Dude, I was blown away whenever they saw that. They were like, yeah, it's been 2 hours since Aiden O'Connell completed a pass. And they weren't kidding. It was genuinely 2 hours. That was funny.
Are you throwing out Wilson again?
No. Marquise Brown should be back. If he's not, then I will roll with Wilson again. I kind of just want to for the lulls, but I actually kind of like the matchup. The Eagles have been terrible against the pass this year, so we'll see what I'm doing in the flex. I'll tell you what, though. It's kind of like clockwork where I miss on my first-round pick and then hit on all my other draft picks. Christian Watson's been fucking awful this year.
Awful.
First round pick wasted once again.
Yep.
But, you know, we got Michael Pittman super late. Christian Kirk's been pretty good for us. Chuba Hubbard. Just Pittman's all down the line.
Yep.
Down the line.
I like – but both your flexes are disasters.
Yep.
Pretty tall. Is going to get shut out against Cleveland. I like
think so too.
I like you, but I'm going to go with the vibes and say, give Sean this.
No, that's perfect. And I'm glad Max pointed that out, the panel thing, because we were flying really way too close to the sun last week.
Way too close. Way too close.
We were so worried about it for all the matchups. We were worried about it for you and totally just forgot about it. So that was a close call. Glad it didn't come back to bite us. I'm going to pick myself here. I love my matchups. If Marquise Brown doesn't play, Michael Wilson's putting up a 30 spot. It's going to be incredible. So we'll kind of see what happens there. But this is for Marvin Jones Jr., probably the best wide receiver to come through since Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson before him. Just I think he's the next big thing. And whenever that happens, I mean, look, Kyle bullies his way to the generational first round pick anytime that it comes to fruition. We really did. It was it started with the first one was Zeke
with Zeke Saquon.
No, I think I was Lenny drafted before Sit. No, it was Zeke, Saquon, then Lenny. We also did it for Leonard Fournette. I love Leonard. I hope he's doing well. I think he's on the Bills now, actually.
Yes, he is.
All right, hang on 1 second.
Did you lose me?
No.
Oh. He's on the Bills.
Yeah, no, we're just making sure it's not a ring. But we're getting him a first-round pick win in honor of it. I just love the bench vibes, guys, for sure. come on home, Lenny.
Come on fucking home.
All right, Tom. All right, Tom, do you want to try to call Mark? He's usually up this late.
Yes.
All right, hang on. Okay. Let's see. I never text Mark individually just because he was in every group ever to ever exist.
I'm in five, like, group chats, and Mark's in all I think he's even in my work one for some reason. He just loves group chats.
Yeah, I think he weaseled his way into my family one. I don't know how he does but he does.
Incredible.
All right, let's find this link. Invite people, invite guests. Here's a shot in the dark at 11:45 at night.
12:15 now.
I know. It's melting away. All right. Go, Mark.
Come on, Mark.
He's responsive too, so we'll know within 30 seconds.
Extremely responsive.
Yes. By the way, I'm not saying I'm worried, but the loading times on the upload are pretty slow, and we've already cut it into two pieces, so we'll see. But it appears everything's working still, so just something to watch in the top left corner.
So far, not ideal.
Countdown 10.
No. 9. 9.
5.
3. Brum, brum, brum.
5.
4.
Yeah. Mark, we tried. We did give him a warning at like that we were going to be calling today and late. I don't think he's ducking you because we're being unreasonable about when we're recording this. Like, might have, but still.
But I'm for sure telling the locker room that the is
absolutely absolutely
for fucking sure.
But yeah, it is done. Championship week. We have the Hamas Headhunters versus March of the Sveds, the Battle of the Century. Is this both for your second, or is this Mark's attempt at a third?
This will be Mark's third.
Oh my god. That's actually huge.
Yeah.
So that would be the most in Dunch history. History on the line, too. Tom making his way into the exalted 2 championship club. That's a very exclusive list.
It is. That's huge. It's huge for the brand.
There's actually been a ton of parity in Dunch championship history. I think all the active members have won one, except Andy and Sean. Sean,
yes,
both forgivable. They're both new. But I mean, you got to have a Dunch championship within X amount of time. I mean, you don't want to go 10 years without a championship. I mean, no. I think that's insane. Yeah, I mean, when was your last one?
2013. Ears and three.
Wow.
Ears and three.
Wow. That would save you from the decade rule, too.
Yes. Yes, it would.
Just one every 10 years. That's it. That's you got to do.
All you need.
Yep. No, it's great, but what a story this year, Tom. Who is your individual MVP year long?
My year-long MVP is must start, but for sure. 23 touchdowns, 21. Got him in like the 8th round. Just sensational.
So is he your team captain, or is he just your best player?
He is my best player. My team captain's Keenan Allen still.
Absolutely.
He got us here, and he's like, I'm not going to be a keeper forever. Somebody's step up, and we have.
Yep. No, it's perfect. Mark's is obviously both. It's Christian McCaffrey, team captain and best player,
which is
kind of cool. I love when that happens, when your leader is also your best player.
What do you think about Stafford over Tua?
Who's Tua play? Baltimore?
At Baltimore.
Cool. It's interesting because I think throughout the year, you need to go with your head, right?
Yep.
Do the smart thing week in, week out. Don't worry about your emotions, whatever. I think playoffs, you can get a little weird. I just feel like the two of them, I know the Ravens defense is good, but this just feels kind of like the week the Dolphins break through and like beat a playoff team, and everyone's like, oh shit, the Dolphins are here. Tua's MVP on the line. No, I think Tua absolutely goes off this week.
Especially after they got caught up and beat the 49ers, it's tough to go off again.
Yep. And then there's one disastrous game script for Matt Stafford, right?
Yes.
It's the Giants are terrible. The Rams get up 21-0 early. But Kyren Williams has 2 or 3 of those touchdowns, and then they just stop throwing on him. You know, So that's kind of the concern. But the nice part is, too, you have Cooper Kupp negating anything Stafford does.
Exactly. That's very nice.
Yeah, I think Mark should go Tua and just make it a Tua versus Mostert bowl. That's kind of the battle that you want to have, I think. Yes. We'll see what he does. But that's personally what I would do. Tua's the reason he's here, too.
Yes, I do agree with that. Stafford and Kupp is interesting. Very interesting.
It is. It kind of puts it toward, you want to go against the grain when you're playing with Tommy, right?
Yep.
If Stafford and Kupp kind of both go off, that just kind of negates their points and just makes it a rock fight in spirit no matter what happens.
I love a rock fight. So Dak versus Detroit's going to be a nice just fucking points fest.
Oh, yeah.
Kupp's solid. If Keenan doesn't play, I got to ride with Ridley no matter who's there. I'm Deontay, no. Terry, no. So it'd be Ridley or somebody on the waiver.
Which one of your 17 defenses are you starting?
I have no clue yet. Probably not Jacksonville.
Got it.
Yes. Probably KC or LA. KC got me here, so I'm waiting them.
All right. Keep going.
What do you think?
I feel like Carolina's kind of getting hot, but Jacksonville's Jacksonville has so many turnovers this year. I could see him just, being whatever. It's a tough call. I hate the defense stuff. I just like riding one all year and not worrying about it. It's too much.
And that's me with AC.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So we'll see. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Rashard White.
Rashard White is my second team MVP. I got a monitor Mostert and A-Chain, who's the healthy one. That's stressful. Kittle's in, Barkley's in, Moody's maybe in. I'd like to fuck around with the kicker. And I really think, I have the quarterback advantage. I think St. Brown, Olave, and Chase are better than Kupp and Ridley. But if Chase doesn't play, Godwin, Drake London, that's a throw. I'm competitive there. Running back, half obviously. He's very top heavy. He has the best right back out of us and the best receiver out of us. But I have the best everything else. And Kittle and Kelce are kind of a wash. He has a little bit of an advantage. But I am going to be fucking scrapped. I really think it's the spreads here. I said this our first podcast. I think I fucking got him. Kenny Walker stinks, but he might run all over us because we have no linebackers.
You have been saying for 3 months now, essentially.
Yep.
Early on the
week one.
We loved your draft. We loved everything that happened. That would be special. We'll kind of, Mark's team is pretty dependent on injuries. It's a big test. If Mark loses this, if a couple people are out of his lineup and banged up, it's going to be really tough to shake the Kelce curse rumors.
Yep. I know.
Kelce's been a dud since Mark kind of acquired him there. Kenneth Walker's been in and out. Chase is in and out. If he gets a fully healthy lineup, I would be pretty scared if I were you. I mean, that's 10 projection points. And, you know, he's just got a ton of high-end guys. But at the end of the day, if one of those guys is even out, he's losing the flex battle, and that makes it a really tough uphill climb for him. So we'll see kind of what happens. What do you think the score is going to end up being here?
I think it's going to be 143 to 138. Me.
Baby. That's awesome. That's like a high-end rock fight.
It is. It's going to be a high-end rock fight.
Yep. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I'm gonna go with Mark, just because, one, the panel, two, I've been riding the chalk all playoffs, you know, said it every step of the way, and it's made them kind of, you know, Al was, I can't believe Al lost, one and done in the playoffs.
One after losing one the whole year.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Special.
His team's going to go absolutely off. That's part of the reason why I think Mark should start 2-2, is I think after, like, Tyreek's, like, first mediocre game this year, he is going off for, like, 50 points. Al is going to win third place with fucking style. He really is. So we'll see. I'll go with Mark as the pick. I think it's the right thing, but my heart's with the Sveds, baby. Let's bring it home.
Let's bring it. I'm so excited. Let's bring it fucking home. 2013, 2023,
2030. That would be so funny. Oh my god. When would you come up to get the Raji, or would we bring it down?
It will be presented. Oh, either presented to me at the draft, or you guys, I'm down.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, I just want to see the Raji navigate through an airport, if at all possible. I'll carry it. I don't care. No. Sorry, this stays with us. You can't check this.
No. Oh god,
that's right. Great. What a year of Dunge, baby. Let's end it strong.
Year of Dunge goes Feds. And now, Kai, it is America's new favorite segment. Let's talk about random old sports players. This week, we're going to do random penguins that, like, just mean a little bit of something to you, that have a special place in your heart.
Oh man, I'm so excited for your Penguins specifically. Yeah. I know you're not like the biggest Penguins fan, but you're a Pittsburgher through and through. You like when they're good, you know. You have fun with them. I'm very curious. Who's your first one?
So we're going to do just like three, one center, two wings, and two.
Oh my god.
Two this defense. Is awesome. And one goalie.
Okay.
Starting center, Erik Christensen. My fuck man, yes. Was the best shootout anyone. He was money every fucking shootout. I had his little shirt thing, and I fucking loved him.
Oh man, that's awesome. So, I'll pick for my starting center somebody that relates to Erik Christensen. I actually think Erik Christensen. I know the other two are, but I have a signed picture. It's Mario Lemieux. It's Milan Kraft. It's Tom Kostopoulos.
Jesus.
And I think the third one's Erik Christensen, but I can't remember for sure. And it literally just says the next generation. And it is the funniest collection of players I've ever seen. It's literally the franchise greatest player with three busts. Just all in a row. It is. So I'll go with Milan Kraft as my center just to tie it back to that picture. Just incredible.
My favorite.
Yes. I want you to go first every round. Doesn't need to be a snake draft if we're just doing a starting lineup.
So I don't know if he's a...
You can just pick two wingers. You only need to pick a side.
Oh, and it could be a center as well. I'm just naming forwards. My next one, Ziggy Palfy. Yes. Ziggy Palfy.
Yes.
He played... They signed him post walkout. It was like their big signing. They were awful, and he was so old, and he stunk, but I loved him on the Ducks, I think he was on. I loved him, and I was so excited, and he was awful. Fucking love Ziggy Palfy.
Dude, me too. That's such a good one. I love Ziggy. He, like, so that one was funny. Because, so, he came from the Kings, who were pretty good for a while. And he came over the Penguins, played 40 games, looked around, was like, oh my god, these guys suck, and he retired mid-year.
Yeah,
I love Ziggy Palfy forever. It's so good. Man. Alright, I'll go with my favorite Penguin ever. There's a reason I wear 95, Alexei Morozov.
That's kind of cool.
It is. 95, I've never seen anybody wear 95. I think it's an incredible jersey number. And then, so, like, I was, like, kind of, like, my first Penguins memory was Johan Hedberg when he took us, like, just on the biggest hot streak ever to the conference finals. That was, like, when I gained consciousness as a human being for the most part.
Yep.
Jager was still there, all that good stuff. And then two seasons later, we lost 15 games in a row, like down the end of the year. And Alexei Morozov scored an OT winner to like break the streak. And there were like 30 people in the crowd going nuts. And I was one of them. And he literally cockily flashes the crest to like all three of us in the crowd. It fired me up like as a 10-year-old then and still does to this day. So yeah, Alexei Morozov.
That's
who
awesome.
Who is your second winger?
My second winger, and it's because it's chalk, but Martin Straka. And the only reason why it was the first gruesome injury I've ever watched live. I watched him snap his leg and break his leg like right in front of me, and it was fucking crazy, and it was awesome, and he was so fucking cool. So Mark Straka, because I watched him fucking snap his leg when I was like 6, and I will never forget about it.
He did. I think so, like, that's one of the best like Penn stories ever was they were in the middle of going bankrupt, and they needed to make the second round of the playoffs so they could literally get, like, two more games of ticket revenue to, like, literally pay their bills. And Jaromir Jagr, like, played, like, he was at, like, 20% hit points and played in the last game. To game 7 to get us to the next round, and he had 2 points. He had, I think, 2 assists, and the game winner was to Marty Straka. So Marty Straka helped save the Penguins and keep them in Pittsburgh. Marty Straka.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. That's such a good one. My second winger is... I'm going to go with Rico Fada.
A legend
in NHL 2K3 when 2K was still messing around with that series. So fast. Literally the fastest player I can possibly remember. He was literally like one of our like 4 best players on that bad team. I still think, you know, if you run that simulation 100 times, there's like four of them where Rico Fonda is a genuinely like great player in the NHL. obviously didn't work out that way. But man, I was just always blown away by how fast he was. I love Rico Fonda.
Rico Fonda.
All right, Tom. Defense. Excited for you.
This is talk again, too, but I'm going back to when I was just young. And, like, I really...
Yeah.
Because I, like, really liked hockey when I was little. I fucking loved Kasperitis. And then he one of my friends, and then he scored a goal in like OT.
Yep.
And I vividly, like one of my first sports memories, he would fucking hit anyone into the boards so hard. He was just like, he's just a Penguin legend. And he was one of my first memories. And he like made me love like just grinder, hit you in the mouth, just play hard. Mm-hmm. It was just so cool. Like, I love Kasperitis.
No, that's a good one. And that's actually the series I'm talking about. If you ever, it's like the last thing I remember, like ESPN, like doing classic playoff series breakdowns.
Yes.
But it's the Johan Hedberg run that I'm talking about. It was Johan Hedberg versus.
Was Hedberg that old? Gone.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Kasperitis played, I think this is 2001. I'm a little shaky when it's fucking 20 years ago at this point, the exact year, but I'm pretty sure it's 2001. Sabres versus Penguins. Hedberg versus Hasek. Hedberg won the duel, and Darius Kasperitis scored the game winner in Game 7 to send us to the conference finals.
That's awesome.
It is. Love Kasperitis forever. I'm going to go with a negative one for my first defenseman. He's the first player I remember, like, my dad yelling at. You know, like... every Yenzer dad, like, screams at Letang anytime he turns the puck over, you know, yes. Because whatever, they're idiots. But Ian Moran was the first defenseman I remember vividly. My dad, my uncles, every Yenzer I know screaming at all the time. They would always call him, they would call him Ian Moron.
Yep.
So many times.
All throughout the city.
It was so funny. But yeah, no, that one just stuck. He wasn't a bad player by any means. You know? He was just like the first scapegoat defenseman I can remember. Just anytime something bad happened, it was his fault. It was so funny. So yeah, Ian Moran. Who is your last defenseman?
I've never thought of Ian Moran. Ran until right fucking now. He was yeah. Like every father in Pittsburgh called him Ian
Moron.
Like, oh my god, did I forget about that? And
yep,
god,
yeah, that was so funny.
That's yep. Such a good one.
Yep, all right, who you got?
I'm in between two. I'm looking up and see if he was an actual defenseman. Wait.
Even if he's not, I'm okay with you melding positions a bit. If it's somebody you're excited about, please.
No, I'll go slightly chalk here. Hal Gill, 6'7". Oh, yeah. Hal Gill. No. Yep, I was right. Okay, Jan. No, nope. That's I'm thinking of Jan Herdina. Never mind. He was center.
Okay. Love Jan Herdina.
Yep, Jan Herdina was the best. Hal Gill. He was. I loved every time that said 6'7". Hal Gill. He was an idiot, but he like. Won us two cups, and that was a really cool yeast. So that was an awesome time in high school.
Yep.
Penguins were hot. Fans weren't hey, yeah, like it was awesome. So there's 6-7 how go.
There's nothing the city loves than a mediocre to bad player who's just huge. They just eat it up.
Yep.
The second they see big man on ice skates, the city erupts in a fever dream. It's so funny. Now that's a great one. I'm trying to decide. I'm going to go honorable mention just real quick, but he's not my pick. I'm going to go with my pick. There's a theme to my blue line. Douglas Murray, we acquired him at the trade deadline, I think, in like 2010. We got like him and Brendan Moore at the same time. And he was so bad, but he was like, 6'2", like 250 pounds, and they called him Crankshaft. And all he would do was just, like, run out of his way to hit people. And he was just so bad. But people loved him and didn't scream at him. So I'm going with the other most hated defenseman for no reason. Paul Martin. Do you remember Paul Martin?
2010 to 15, everybody hated him. And all he did was be solid as hell.
Yeah, so I, like, in the early days of Twitter, there was, like, the popular smear campaigns. It was always hashtag Hunter Pence signs, hashtag the Paul Martin smear campaign. You would just type in that hashtag, and everybody's just, like, making fun of him nonstop. It was so, so ridiculous and so mean. And, like, 2 years ago, like, I went back and looked it up. He was a great defenseman, like, every single year he was with us. It was just Pittsburgh needing to blame somebody for something they don't understand again. It was so funny. So, yeah, Paul Martin and Ian Moran, just the most unnecessarily hated blue line in history is my team.
In history.
So, who's your goalie? I'm pretty excited for your goalie.
I just fucking, his name was incredible, and I just loved his aim. I really don't know if he was any good or not. Jean-Sebastien Aubin. Jean-Sebastien Aubin.
Generally gonna be mine. What a great one. He was...
I think he was okay, right?
Backup. He was. He was a good backup. A lot like Casey DeSmith, for like he could only play like 20-30 games, but those are good 20-30 games he gave you, man. He was a good goalie.
And for a little Frenchman?
Yep.
Solid as hell.
Okay, great. I'm actually going to go with the same person, different last name, Jean-Sebastien Caron. Also around the same time. Same name, I'm pretty sure at least. I wanted to go Hedberg, but I already name dropped him like 5 different times in this podcast.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with another idiot backup who also had the name Jan Sebastian. And there was also, shout out the Ducks whenever they stole the cool jerseys, Jan Sebastian Jaguar.
Yep.
I can't believe there were 3 goalies named Jan Sebastian within like, that all probably played, like, at the same time.
Jean Sebastian's such a cool name.
It is. Jean Sebastian. I think that's Caron's last name. Yep, Jean Sebastian Caron. There we go, baby.
That's so cool.
3 goalies. It really is. No, Tom, that was a great one. I love this new segment so much. I really do.
It's such a good segment.
It's such a good time. It really is. All right, I'm running on fumes. Let's get some bets in, baby.
Some fucking bets. Oh, our Steeler parlay of the week. Let's just shoot from the hip right now.
Oh, yeah, let's shoot from the hip, baby. All right, who are we playing?
Seattle at Seattle.
The Seahawks.
Yeah.
Is Mason playing? Seattle.
Yes. Well, so far, yes, I don't see how he's not.
It was so funny, too, just because, like, I should have looked up the Yak stuff. he definitely played a good game. But just, dude, George Pickens taking him 80 yards on the first play. 5 of them being yards after the catch. I was like, here we go. Here we go again.
The that Yak was, King is back.
It honestly, it takes skill to you know, put your receivers in those positions. But it's just so funny. Like, he has like a 250-yard game, and George Pickens ran all of them. Do you know George Pickens, by the way, has 1,000 yards on the year?
Did I lose you? I don't think so. I hope you're here. Okay.